It is the Friday Phil here on Voice FM. I nearly said blokes and beers there for a second. Brad and I have jumped in a little bit early today, haven't we, Brad?
Yeah, don't worry. Your clock's not wrong. We're not just excited.
It's not 11 o'clock yet. We have a very special guest here from a long way away, but very dear hit of the station. We got Des Kennedy from Momentum, which we play on Saturday nights if you're a Saturday night listener. How are you, Des?
I'm great. It's great to be here. I love Toowoomba. I've been here so many times. In fact, I was saying earlier, I used to be a chaplain at the Murray Yeast Works in Stephen Street. And if any of those guys are listening, welcome and keep in touch. You're a great bunch of guys, so it's all good.
It's great to have you here, mate. It was great to get your email and saying, I'm up your way just before Christmas. I love to catch up. So it's awesome to have you here.
It's great to be here. It's great. Thank you.
And that's why we jumped in early, because we don't want to waste any time.
No, that's right.
That's right.
Like, we're just sitting having morning tea and just having coffee and donuts, as you do. And we're just having some great conversation. We're like, why aren't we on air right now? It's been so good. Talking about, so can you give us a rundown of what Momentum is? Like, what sort of program is it?
Sure. It's a 30-minute show. It's a conversational style show aimed at men. Interestingly enough, a lot of women listen to it because it helps them understand, you know, what their husband thinks and the way the husband reacts to things. But it really is about helping men do life better. It's all about, you know, dealing with core issues that men have and helping men be constructive in their life. So we deal with the tough subjects like pornography. We talk about identity. We talk about all the things that men struggle with, crisis like depression, anxiety, you know, how to be a good dad, how to be a good husband. And not that I'm the expert in all those, but we bring experts in who are the experts in those sort of subjects. So we do a 30-minute show. It's all about helping men get connected. Because, you know, men can't do life on their own. Yep. Whenever a crisis hits men, they need to have somebody they can go to, that they can talk to, who they trust, who they've got that relationship with to help them through the tough times.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And like, you were talking about some really, really tough content to sort of talk about. Is there usually and you've done, what, 80-something episodes?
86 shows, yeah.
86 episodes now. Is there like a common thread or common theme that sort of you keep coming back to that is sort of like the biggest, well, not the biggest struggle, but the biggest sort of thing you talk about?
Yeah, there's lots. Yeah, there's not one. And we talked earlier about society and the way society looks at men. And I was commenting on, you know, the show Bluey that my grandson listens to. And I mean, it's a great show for kids and so forth. But built into that is the father figure. And, you know, he's the blunt of all the jokes. He's the guy that gets picked on, who's stupid, who can't make wise decisions. And then you look right across TV and the same thing applies. So men are struggling with their self-identity. Yep. You know, they don't know who they are. They don't know what their role is in the family unit anymore. They deal with, you know, pornography. One of the interesting things about pornography is statistics tell us now that children are looking at pornography from the age of 3.
Oh, no way.
I didn't say 13. I said 3. Their fathers have an iPhone, and they put the phone down, and they've been watching pornography. The child lifts up the phone. Those images are going into the mind of a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Kids 7 and 8 are regularly looking at pornography. Their whole view of women is being distorted by this evil in the world. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh,
so certainly pornography's huge. I mean, pastors, ministers, politicians, they're all into it. It's crazy. Also, men's identity is a real struggle for men. But knowing how to, you know, have a healthy relationship with their partner, you know, how to treat their wife with respect, how to get them to show respect to them, all those things are all open for conversation, because they can't have that conversation in church. There's nobody they can talk to at church or anywhere else in the world. They can go and have those sort of open conversations, and men need those conversations.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Like, there's so much we want to just keep asking you, Des. Yes, but we'll skip to Bones by Galantis right now, and we'll be back in just a few minutes' time with Des here on the Friday Feel on Voice FM. Bones by Galantis. You're here on Voice FM. for the Friday Phil with special guest Jess Kennedy from Momentum.
So we started our morning off with free coffee and donuts, and I didn't think it could get any better, but it has.
And here he is.
Even with an Irish accent.
That's good.
That's right. Now, we were just talking about what the show Momentum was, or what it is, especially a podcast talking about men and talking about the issues that we face in society. And I was just looking at actually just the list that we've played here on the station. Like, there's divorce, there's God's calling, there's living a legacy, there's depression, shame, intimacy. There's so many different topics and so many awesome people you've talked with as well.
Yeah, we're very blessed. It's really cool.
How did the podcast like come about? Like, what's your past? What's Tim's past? Like, coming together?
Oh, cool. Tim has been an amazing talent. He's been on Christian radio for over 20 years, and yeah, so blessed to have met Tim. Actually, Tim, I used to run men's ministry at Hillsong in Queensland, Brisbane primarily. And so we had 63 men's groups all around Southeast Queensland, and Tim was part of one of those groups. So I got to know him reasonably well. So I knew he was in radio. And so I stepped down from those ministries to go down to the South Coast. And so I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I was sort of, you know, I loved working with men. I loved being around men's ministry, helping men do life better. That was my calling. But there was nothing evident down there that I should be doing. And one day I went to a men's group, and one of the guys who was there was a guy called Werner, who was general manager of the local Christian radio station in Port Macquarie. And we got together afterwards and we started talking about men's ministry and so forth. And he said, well, why don't you do a men's show, you know, on Rima Port Macquarie? And I said, well, you know, let me think about that. That's a good idea. And of course, my heart started to panic because I'm not a radio guy, so what would I know? And so I was driving that next weekend up to Brisbane from Port Macquarie to see my grandson. And, you know, I phoned Tim and I said, hey, man, this is what I've been asked to do this Christian men's show for Port Macquarie. Mm. I said, I need to get you to give me some advice. And he said, no. And I said, what do you mean no? Why would you not help me? He said, I don't want to teach you how to do it. I want to do it with you. Mm. And I said, Tim, understand this. This is a long-term commitment. We can't just start to do a show and then give it up. Yeah. You know, we have to be committed to it. We have to be committed to men. And I know that Tim's heart has always been helping men do life better, whether it be in groups, whether it be one-on-one. You know, he is a really sound Christian guy who's open and raw about things in his life. He's gone through two marriages. He's gone through, you know, some tough things as a guy. And so we just start talking about it. And next thing, we're working at 96.5, and they'd agreed in Brisbane to take the show, and we recorded a show there. And then I just went out to every radio station I could find, Christian radio station. And so many of them came back straight away and said, yeah, we want your content.
Yep.
And so now we broadcast on 35 stations right across Australia, from Darwin, Esperance, Perth, Sydney, everywhere, just like everywhere, Canberra and so forth. And our podcasts are actually listened to in 35 countries around the world, including Iraq, Syria. It's crazy. And this is all in 2 years. So we just think of, you know, what God has done. And God knows. God knows that men are struggling. And God knows that, you know, if we can create an atmosphere for men can be open and raw themselves and talk about their world, then that can't be a bad thing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So that's how it came about.
Wow. And like we were talking before, just over some morning tea, like why, like some of the men's groups you used to run, like how, what that looked like, and how it was important. Can you give us a bit of a rundown of what that was like?
Sure. You know, at the end of the day, men want to connect in a way that works for them, right? So if I'm a cricket player, guess what? I want to hang out with guys when I'm playing cricket or fishing or around a barbecue or on a motorbike, whatever it happens to be, you know. Do life together with men. As long as men can get close to somebody that they can confide in, that will hold them accountable, that they can be open and honest with, and just and do life with, that the rest of it is periphery. The rest of it doesn't really matter so much. So they can do anything.
Yeah.
There's an amazing group down the Gold Coast called Iron Sharpens Iron. and they are mainly Maori, but a motorbike connect group, and they are fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant group. And so, any group of guys who are listening, just get your closest mates, whatever it is you do, football, basketball, whatever it is, get together, but make sure you take time to pray for each other, care for each other, and not ask if you're okay, but really go deeper.
Yeah.
What are the things you're just struggling with? And men, if they trust you, they'll open up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Oh,
that's incredible. And that's such a great name for a group too, Iron Sharpens Iron.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah.
Well, a group of guys ironing together.
Well, if that's what you want to do, that's okay.
Yeah. We are talking with Des Kennedy from Momentum Podcast here at the moment. It's been absolutely amazing. We've talked about so much. There's so much still to talk about. Yeah. We'll be back in just a few minutes' time here on the Friday Phil. Don't go anywhere. You're on Voice FM. Satellite by Khaled. You're here on 92.9 Voice FM for the Friday Phil with special guest Des Kennedy from Momentum Australia.
That's it, Des. We've been catching up, hearing about what Momentum is, but let's just take a few steps back and what's your background? Where have you come in your journey of life so far?
Wow. Well, because I'm so old, it's been a long journey. But yeah, I grew up in Ireland. I grew up in Belfast during the Troubles, as they called it. Mm. And so that was a rough place to grow up. And so, I saw a lot of things that nobody should really get to see, people blowing apart and all the stuff that went on in Belfast. And actually, I don't mind saying now, but I actually was a policeman in Belfast. So I used to walk around the streets with a Sterling submachine gun and all the army gear on and, all that sort of stuff. But I decided, my family were all Christians and I wasn't. And so I was the prodigal son. So I left Ireland and came to Australia in 1981. And so all my life I've been very anti-Christian. I just didn't see the value in Christianity and I saw a lot of hypocrisy and stuff. And I guess there's lots of guys listening who will identify with that. But let me tell you, if you identify with that, let me tell you, you're missing out on something that's real. And 11 years ago, Jesus tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, man, you need to do things differently." Mm. And I'll not go into the detailed story of that, but I was in the Stuart Highway in the Northern Territory alone in my car. And Jesus revolutionized my life. I gave my life to Christ. And, before that, I had lots of stuff. I had boats, I've had cars, I've had houses. Was very well financially. And I remember sitting one Friday afternoon, in the back of my cruiser in Sydney. And I was sitting there smoking a cigar because I love Cuban cigars, and a glass of red wine. And I looked at the boats and the car up in the car park and I said, "Is this all there is?
Mm.
I've got everything that I want, but I've got nothing." There was no depth. There was nothing real about the world I was living. I had no identity. I had no mission. I had no purpose. And we all know as men, we must have a purpose. We must have a mission.
Yeah.
Even if it's building a fence out the back, there's a mission that we all have to do, right? And so now, and when I look at my life now, all of that has gone. I don't have boats and I don't have houses. And all that's gone over time. And now, in that sense, I've got very, very little. But you know what? In terms of life, in terms of what I do every day for God, in terms of being able to talk on the radio and do what we do with Momentum, I have everything.
Mm.
Absolutely everything. I get wake up every morning. It's just a joy. It's, people say I'm always laughing, and it's true. I look back and say, how did I deserve this? And for guys who don't understand that serving God can be a joy, because maybe then we go to a formal church, or they go to a synagogue or wherever it is they go to worship God.
Mm.
Understand there's more to it than the formality. It's about relationship. It's about how you can have a relationship with your creator that is worth everything.
Mm.
Yeah. So does that help?
I reckon it would be a similar story for a lot of people that have either grown up as a Christian or some sort of Christian background, but they've sort of been disillusioned by who Christ is because of those around them. And one thing that I've often talked to people about is that you don't judge Christ by his Christians as such.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Christ, he's the only perfect one.
Yeah,
and so if you're looking at Christians to see who Christ is, in some ways the fruits of us Christians ideally is that we're living more like Christ, but we're always going to fail. And so And that's why it has to be a personal relationship.
Totally.
It's not through someone else. It's only through Christ.
Yeah, yeah, and that's totally right. And, you know, and I used to say, you know, if I was ever going to be a Christian, if I was going to become a Christian through Christians, I wouldn't be a Christian.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Because you're right. Absolutely right, Brian. We all feel we're all imperfect. And my family, if they ever listen to the show, they'll say, yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Because I'm certainly nothing like perfect. But you know, God has honored me by letting me, you know, be his ambassador, especially to men. And so, but and let me just talk generally. The show Momentum is not just for Christian men.
Yeah.
You know, it is absolutely not. It is about helping men, no matter where they are, whatever sphere they're in life, whether it be young guys who are dealing with, you know, masturbation or pornography or whatever, right through to guys who are struggling with their marriage and dealing with their kids, right through to men who get to retirement age who say, you know, I've retired now, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, the suicide rate in that sort of 65 to 70 age group is huge. Why? Because they've lost their identity. Their identity was their work. They've given up work. What do? They have to find something to do. That's why Men's Shed is so important.
Yeah.
But a Men's Shed that has a Christian context is even more important. Yeah.
No, that's a powerful testimony that is.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Yeah. I'm very, very, very blessed to be able to give it.
We're catching up with Des Kennedy from Momentum Australia. Plenty more to come in just a few minutes' time. Right now, Odds by Matt Carney here on 92.9 Voice FM. It is the Friday Phil here on 92.9 Voice FM. That was Megan Trainor with Like I'm Gonna Lose You. Now, Brad, we had a bit of a false start there.
We've actually been going for half an hour, though.
We have. We had an early start, and then that last one was a false start. So
we're back.
We've been catching up the last like 40 minutes. With Des Kennedy from Momentum. How are you, Des?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. We've been having some great conversations.
Yeah, it's good.
But, like, can you give us a bit of, like, those for just tuning in, can you give us a bit of just a brief overview of what Momentum is?
Sure. Momentum is a 30-minute radio show, primarily. So it's all about men, and it's about helping men do life better, whether it be in the Christian context or just doing life well. You know, being a good dad, being a good husband, dealing with pornography, dealing with anxiety, depression, suicide, whatever, you know, substance abuse, whatever it happens to be, we deal with all those sort of subjects. But also we're all about getting men connected. Men shouldn't do life on their own.
Yep.
You know, you may be married and that's great and I hope you have a wonderful marriage, but even if you do that, you need to have men alongside you that you can talk to about things that you can't talk to your wife about. So, for example, if you're in a church and you go to a connect group or you get together in a family barbecue or, you know, a neighborhood barbecue, you know, the men separate off and the wife separate off. And there's a good reason for that, and that is it's a really good opportunity for the men to talk about men stuff. And obviously women, they always talk about women's stuff. It just goes with the territory. But men are don't think that way.
What are some top three tips of top three tips of like bringing men together and just going deeper, like talking like more depth in conversation?
Sure. I mean, the very first one is find somebody. You know, find somebody you can trust who will hold you accountable. Being held accountable sounds threatening in a way, but it's not. It's actually just you know, making sure that if I asked you if you're well, you'll be open and honest with me and tell me the truth. You know, because truth is important. Confidentiality is important.
Yeah.
So it's the camaraderie, the friendship, getting alongside somebody. It's about being open and honest, and it's about, you know, doing life well. And so get yourself into, you know, a group. It could be a men's shed, it could be a fishing group, it could be a motorcycle group, whatever it is. But men, get yourself involved outside your immediate family. A golf club, whatever. Doesn't matter what it is. But play with the same guys who you trust and who you can talk to.
Yeah.
No, because what you don't want to do is find yourself in a hole, you know, whether it be, you know, loss or grief or maybe something happens to you with your job or your family or whatever it happens to be, and you haven't built the relationship you will need to have somebody to talk to. And that's outside, you know, what we would talk about it, which is a relationship with God, which is overarching everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, you were talking off air just before as well. You guys have a care line as well.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's amazing. You know, we talked about how we can get men to reach out to us, and there's an organization called Care Connections. They're a ministry in themselves, and they run Careline. And so we have a Careline, a 1-800 number, which amazingly we got, which is 1-800-000-MEN.
Oh,
now, how easy is it for men to remember that number? So 1-800-000-MEN, that's 636. Yep. And you know, and that's open from 7 in the morning to, I think it's 11 p.m., 7 days a week.
Mm.
And so you can reach there. They've got counsellors who you can talk to, and they will ultimately put you through to even me if you really are struggling. And also, guys, don't forget, if you're struggling, there's Lifeline, there's Beyond Blue.
Mm.
Keep those organisations in your mind. But if you want to talk to somebody through Momentum, it's 1-800-000-MEN.
That's so good.
So what would constitute an emergency to call you on the
phone to me?
I need to talk to Des.
My wife's not happy with me.
I have a few of those. Look, you know, there's times in all of us as men, no matter who you are, no matter what you think of yourself, there's always times when we want somebody we can talk to. It could be, you know, I'm drinking too much, or I'm struggling with anxiety. Let me give you a real example of my world.
Mm.
I lost my sister a couple of months ago.
Mm.
Suddenly in Ireland, I was here, she passed away, my only sister. I have great difficulty watching the funeral. I haven't done it yet.
Oh,
why? Because I'm scared to. That's the honest truth. I'm being open and raw. I'm exposing myself here, but I'm scared to listen to that video.
Yeah.
Right? And so a mate of mine, a real dear friend who's one of my core team, Paul said, look, I will watch it with you.
Mm.
I'll sit down with you. What? How good a mate is that?
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We all need mates like that who we see we're struggling and say, hey, man, I'll be there for you.
Mm.
Right? No matter what you're going through, I'll be there. You know, I'll sit and have a beer with you. I'll have a glass of wine with you. I'll, you know, do whatever. I'll go to the funeral with you, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? Just have a mate like that who you know is sitting right on your shoulder, who'll be there for you, irrespective of our relationship with Christ, and that's most important.
Yeah.
But having a mate like that is so key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just having that friend just walking beside you in that is,
so good. And it doesn't matter whether you're a truckie or you're a gardener or whatever it is, you know, whatever it is you do.
Mm.
You all need, and turkeys in particular struggle because the way they work, you know, they're rarely with mates, you know. So get a mate you can phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really important.
So that, what was that number again, mate, for the men?
1-800-000-MEN.
1-800-000-MEN.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool. We're so blessed to have it, I say.
Oh, that's so good. We're catching with Des Kennedy from Momentum. We'll be back in just a few minutes' time for more great things to talk about. You're on The Friday Phil here on Voice FM. My Mind and Me by Selena Gomez. You're here on The Friday Phil with Brad Allen and Des this morning. Des from Momentum. It's so good to have you here, man. I keep saying it, but it's just so cool.
It's great being here, man. It really is. It's really good. Yeah, it's cool.
Now, we have been talking for the last, and you've been here at the station for over an hour now.
Yeah.
And just the conversations we've had about your heart behind Momentum and your heart for the reaching out to men.
Yeah.
And creating men's ministries and men's gatherings and just getting together, just being mates together and just being beside one another. And I think the cool thing that you were telling me before about in a group of 100 men getting together, there was only 5 Christian men in that.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. And so it was a fishing group. And so, you know, they wouldn't all get together in the one event, but they would go out together. And the guys who, you know, weren't Christian fitted in. It was just a bunch of guys going off and doing fishing. And the guy who ran the group, his life story is really interesting. And I'll briefly tell you his life story. I mean, he was going through treatment for cancer. He was, his wife had left him, so his life was an absolute destruction, and he decided to go up to Mount Gravatt in Brisbane and commit suicide. Mm. That was his goal. It was a Friday night, and he he put the GPS setting in his phone and to go in his car. Wow. And somehow, God changed something in his world. And he turned into Rover Street in Markgravatt rather than the road for the lookout. And Hillsong Church have Friday night church, or they did have then. And so he was in this car, drove up in the car park. There was cars behind him, there was cars in front of him. He couldn't turn around. And so he said, what is going on in here? And so he would not park the car and said, I'm going to go and see what's happening. And he walked into church and he gave his life to the Lord.
Oh, come on.
Amazing. Yeah, he was going to commit suicide. Oh. And there he was. And so, you know, he said, well, what can I do? And he loves fishing. And so he set up this fishing group. And so he used to bring along sandwiches and drinks for the guys. And wow. They're all fishing. And he provided all the bait and stuff and rods. And it's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah. Just one guy.
To think that he was in a place where he probably on his mind was no one wants him.
Yeah.
He's not good for anything.
Yes.
And he's no good to anyone.
Yes.
Going from that to just using his resources and his knowledge and his love, his passion for something, encouraging others to come along. Yeah. And that's incredible.
That can do, anybody can do that. You know, who am I to be doing what I'm doing? But you know my passion, my love for helping men do life better. You know, any guy listening, you know, you can do the same thing. There's no reason why you can't be filled with a motivation to help other people. You know, whatever that looks like, helping young boys play cricket. It could be anything. Whatever it is, you can help change the world.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, that helping change the world can even start by... like we were talking before about just being a good dad.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely right. I mean, take your kids to cricket. Take your kids to football.
Yeah.
You know, spend time instead of letting them watch TV. Sit down and have a conversation. Mm. How was your day? What was the highlight of your day?
Yeah.
You know, what made you smile today?
Yeah.
What disappointed you today? And so let the kids learn how to be open and honest in a conversation.
Mm.
So good. Same with your wife, by the way.
Yeah, no? That's right.
No? Let's have a conversation. Set aside a time every day where you sit and have a conversation with your wife about things that are important to her and get her to ask about what's important to you. One of the interesting things that a guy said in Momentum some time ago, and it was about intimacy with your wife. And we talk about that in the show. So I encourage you to go back, guys, and look at our show because we talk about what happens when the sex dries up as a subject. And we talk about intimacy. They're real subjects, right? But intimacy in the evening starts first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. You set the scene for intimacy with your wife first thing in the morning. You bring her a coffee. Whatever it is, right? Whatever it is in your world.
Yeah. Pack the dishwasher.
Pack the dishwasher. Exactly. Whatever it is. You set the scene in the morning. The guys wonder, they come home from work and they haven't talked to their wife all day. And they expect their wife to be sort of ready for them, so to speak. You guys know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so, you know, think about what you're doing. Think about how your world impacts others, like your spouse, like your partner, whoever it is in your world. Think about how you can improve their world because that'll improve yours.
Yeah. I think the hardest thing as well is taking that time.
Yeah.
Because I think the biggest thing at the moment is just being time poor.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it sucks.
Everybody's got the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Everybody, right?
That's right.
So nobody's time poor. They allocate time wrongly or badly.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? So if your wife, your spouse, is the most important thing in your world, guess what? You should allocate time to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with your kids. Allocate time to your kids because they're important to you.
Yeah.
So nobody's time poor. People are time inappropriate.
Mm. Yeah,
I think one thing for me I've been very conscious of recently, which my wife has given me feedback on, is that if my life's pretty hectic and whatever's going on, often it's your wife that cops that.
Yes.
And so you take the frustration and you treat them poorly because of what's happening. So it's making sure you got other people to deal with your rubbish before you get home.
Yes, that's right. So you go to Alan.
Yeah. So do you need to dump your stuff on me?
Exactly.
I'll take the hit for your relationship. Right, that's fine.
We need to get some boxing gloves down here.
But it's true the other way around too. So wives, exactly the same argument.
Yeah.
You know, spend the time thinking about how you can, you know, make your husband's life better.
Mm.
Right? Because you love him and you want him to have a good life. Same as you do it for your wife. You want her to have a better life, you know? You know, so a husband comes in, he's been working hard all day, and he's hot and smelly, and, you know, yeah, give me a hug. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Go and have a shower first. Now, yeah.
Yes. Des, we love giveaways on Voice FM. You've very graciously brought a couple hats here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just put a post up on Facebook, but I'm after a code word that they have to comment. Do you have a code word?
Yeah, momentum.
Momentum, righto. Okay.
So first I was thinking it might be like Tim missed out or something like that.
So the code word is momentum. There's a post up there now. You can win one of two hats by simply commenting momentum on the post.
That's it. Cool. That's great.
So head to our Facebook page, 92.9 Voice FM, and find that post that we've just put up there, comment momentum, and that is our code word to win a hat. We've only got two, so the first two people in will take it home. But we're catching up with Des Kennedy from Momentum here on the Friday Phil here on Voice FM. Dude for Love, Angie Rose and Danny Gokey. You're on the Friday Phil here on Voice FM. Now, we've been catching up with Des for like the last hour. It's just been awesome, hasn't it, Brad?
It has. And then an hour before that off air. It's been great.
The only message there is he talks too much.
No, it's good. And we've already had a comment on the giveaway hat post. There's still time if you want a free hat from Momentum. It's a great looking hat, by the way. Very stylish. Yeah,
thank you. Looks very comfy, actually.
Head to the Facebook page, comment. Momentum's the code word. We've already had one winner, thanks to Jordan from tuning in. You've won the first. There's still one more to give away.
And because it's a show about men, I think, how did you come up with the name, like Momentum? Because men is the sort of section there.
I really can't remember. I was going to say after a glass of red wine, which I probably won't, but it certainly was, it was just playing with words and playing with thoughts. And Tim and I, came up with the idea. And then we had a guy who does our website. He came up with that logo with a cross on it, and sort of was bold and it stood out, and it's been really good. And then one of the guys who's our core team, Paul, he came up with the idea of Men Matter because men do matter, right? And society has moved so much away from men being the figurehead, not over ruling women or anything like that, but having their own role to play in society. And so we want to make sure that people understand that men do matter.
Mm. No, that's exactly right. It's we're still important.
Not still, always.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Now, we have another giveaway to draw.
We do. It's all happening here.
There's donuts and there was coffee and all sorts of things this morning. There's Des with hats, and then we've got another giveaway happening. So we've got a draw. I reckon we do that in just a couple of minutes' time after this song. Would you be able to do that for us, Des?
Sure.
Announce the winner?
Yeah, of course. Obviously.
Awesome. Come back in a few minutes' time. Well, don't go anywhere. Don't come back. We've got Move You by Kelly Clarkson. You're on Voice FM here on the Friday Phil. We will be announcing the winner of the iCooked
Christmas hamper.
Christmas hamper. I'm great with words at the moment. Oh, so good. Move You by Kelly Clarkson here on Voice FM. Move You by Kelly Clarkson. You're here on the Friday Phil here on Voice FM with Brad and Alan and Des Kennedy from Momentum. It's been so great to have you here, mate.
It's great, man.
It's been awesome. Man. Now, we have put up a post on our Facebook page. You've blessed us with two hats to give away. One of them's been won by Jordan. Good job, mate. And there is one left. There is one left to go. But it's come time to the show that on our Facebook page, we've also been running for the last week, partnership with iCooked. They are giving away a special Christmas feast, and we've got to draw that. So we might have to get one of the hats to put all the names in.
Yeah.
And then it's drawn out of the special Momentum hat. don't worry, Jordan. This is the unwon one?
Unwon one.
Gotta love the English language, don't you? So, Des, would you like to pull a name out of the hat there, mate?
Sure.
And
fantastic.
Beautiful. And read that out for us. Who's our winner?
Wow. It's an Irish name.
Oh, look at
that.
What's the chances?
And the answer is Katie Mallon.
Katie Mallon.
Katie Mallon.
Congratulations, well done, Katie. Yeah, that's so good.
I thought you were going to say Des Kennedy.
Now, that Christmas feast is all thanks to iCooked, who has jumped on board with that and blessed is going to be blessing a family with that for this Christmas, which is awesome. Ready to pick up that. So we'll, Katie, if you're listening, we'll contact you as soon as we can as well.
Yeah, great local business that. Monkey Business Catering and the iCooked. So iCooked sort of the take-home meals that pop in the freezer, heat up whenever, or, yeah, catering for Monkey Business, whether it's parties or business functions, whatever it is. Amy there does a great job.
Oh, they make such good food. We like well, the video we put on Facebook of looking through all the food, I'm just sitting there drooling, like, trying not to stop from drooling. It was just so good. Now, you're on the Friday Phil here. We're just about to finish up, but like before we finish, Des and I are going into the other room, but you're catching up with, who are you catching up with?
Paul Wilson from Loads of Love.
Loads of Love. So Brad's catching up with Paul Wilson in just a few minutes' time, so don't get anywhere. You're on Voice FM.
Run, run, run.
Run by One Republic. You're here on Voice FM for the Friday Phil, and we've had so much fun here, mate. It's all been happening.
It has. But it's sad. It's come to the end.
I know.
We've got to sign off.
We could just kick
during that song, though, we had someone else. We had Ross comment on the Facebook post. How he's won a hat. And then, sorry, Luke, thanks for the comment, but you were too late, sorry. Both hats have already been taken.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give him a cap. I'll give you a third cap.
Oh.
Luke, you're going to get your cap after all.
Now, it's been so good having you here with us, Des.
Cool, man.
And talking more about what about momentum is, how it came about as well, your heart behind it, and just both yours and Tim's mission and goal for it. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I love it. You know, men do need help. I need help. We all need help, you know. And so anything that can help men do life better and be aware of simple things that they can do that will change their world.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. It's simple things. It's nothing complicated. It's, you know, it's thinking of things differently.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, and what was that phone number again?
1-800-000-MEN.
That's
636. 1-800-000-MEN.
So that's the men's care line.
Yes.
And it's open 7 a.m. till 11?
Yeah, 7 days a week. Yes. Yeah, crazy. It's good.
And
crazy
if you call enough times, you'll get through to Des. So
well, if you ask for me, they'd make contact me. Yeah.
That's so good. No, it's good. Again, it's been so good having you here.
It's a pleasure, man.
And talking about it, because it's something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah,
when you guys tackle the really hard conversations,
exactly.
Those sort of conversations that no one really wants to talk about,
exactly. And that's true. I mean, one example, if I've got time, I was speaking at a men's event in Port Macquarie, and you know, I've talked about the stuff we talked about, raw stuff about you know, the stuff we talked about in the show, and as I was leaving, this young guy, he couldn't have been any more than 17, came over to me and he said, "Des, can I talk to you for a minute?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "All my mates are into masturbation." He said, "What can I do?" And so we spent the next, you know, half an hour sitting in the darkness talking about, you know, principles and gratification and all those things. And he had never heard that conversation before because there's nowhere he would hear that conversation.
Yeah.
So if we can bring that awareness to men, boys, you know, then that's a good thing.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find, because I mean, we play your show here at 8:30 on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And it's sort of hosted by Jordan and Cass, some of our announcers.
Yeah.
But like if people wanted to go back over some shows.
Oh, great. Yeah. Go to MomentumAustralia.org. All one word, MomentumAustralia.org. And on there you'll find two important things. One of them is all 86 of our podcasts on all the range of subjects.
Mm.
And you can search through them based on topic. So it's really easy to get the things you want. But also we have lots of YouTube material that we've picked out relevant to some of those topics as well. So you can find those YouTubes and watch those. And there's some amazing YouTubes on there. So, yeah, so Australia, MomentumAustralia.org, which is great, and 1-800-000-MEN.
Do you have a sneak peek of what this week's episode's about?
Yeah, it's a good. Actually, the guy is Steve Wickham. He's a real dear friend of Momentum, and we're talking about how we survive Christmas, how we survive the festive season, but more importantly, how do we set ourselves up to be successful in 2023? You know, how can you do the same things you did last year, next year, and expect to have different results? You won't. The things you have to change. You have to be deliberate about changing things in your life. And that's what we talk about this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a cracker.
It will be good.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Now, thanks for coming, Des. Now, this has been our final show for the year as well.
Oh, now I'm sad. This show's over and it's over for the year.
Well, while I was planning stuff for the show, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's our final show. I'll make sure to mention that at the start. And, of course, because we started half an hour early, it just threw me out of whack. And this is our last segment. I'm like, oh, that's right. But it's been awesome. We'll be back first thing in the new year anyway. Some things will be changing around and all sorts of things. But
first thing as in like straight after New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So
you'll be by yourself, man.
Yeah.
I don't stay up that late.
12 a.m. New Year's Day, I'll be
here. You're keen. Yeah.
That's right. No, we'll be back in the new year as well. And it's been great having you here with us, Des, today. It's been awesome.
Pleasure.
So make sure you go to MomentumAustralia.org to check out some stuff there, which is absolutely incredible. Or if you're in need, 1-800-000-MEN.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. This has been the Friday Phil here on 92.9 Voice FM.